NFL owners recently outlawed the chop block. They did not, however, outlaw the cut block. Here's the difference. A chop block is where one blocker engages the defender high, and while said defender is still engaged, another blocker hits him low. We're looking at a classic chop block, and it is now illegal. A cut block, on the other hand, involves just one blocker, and although he's still hitting the defender low, as long as it's one-on-one, the cut block is still perfectly legal. In a 10-game sampling from last season, you could count the Packers' chop blocks on one hand. Cut blocks, you'd need both hands and both feet. But bottom line, neither is a staple of their offense. By and large, the Packers don't chop or cut block people on the backside. They stay on their feet and drive people.
Frankly, cutting is, in my opinion, is you see less and less of it each year. I think the emphasis on player safety has, you know, limited it a lot. I mean, we trained it a lot more in the past than we do now. It's because we just weren't very good at it.
Cut blocking is one of those things where you either have a knack for it or you don't. In personal opinion, but I'd much rather see 300-pound offensive linemen on their feet and driving people as opposed to rolling around on the ground. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.